right. Greetings, everyone. This is going to be a very interesting show. We've had so many people calling in and emailing us and texting us and on and on and on. Just a barrage of information. And, you know, 99% of it has been in total support of what we've been doing here. And even when we do have to cover some of the darker side of life. And so, you know, but we keep getting these, you know, hate mails and things like that. And so, you know, I'm probably going to cover this one more time just to help out those guys that seem to have, you know, be suffering from cognitive dissonance, or they have the total inability to take a look at the obvious. So we're going to cover a little bit of that today in today's show. And unfortunately, we are pre-recording this show because I will be away from the place I usually stay at, and there'll be no connection there whatsoever. So I'll be out deep in the jungles of Mexico in an undisclosed location. And so we are pre-recording this. But anyway, I wanted to cover some of the things. I'm going to kind of go through this really quick, as quickly as I can, to get into some of the other things that I really want to talk about. But I think this is something that really needs to get done, and it's just unbelievable. So I've been watching, you know, all this unfold. You know, they supposedly have, you know, 11,000 indictments, and all these things are coming down. The military is supposed to be in control. There's going to be military tribunals, according to most people. And, you know, it goes on and on. They keep having all these different news flashes out there, and I think a lot of that is true. I think it's like one step, let's say two steps forward and one step back. So it isn't unfolding as fast as we would like, but I want to hang in there, and maybe this show might help push this forward a little bit faster. But this is to, you know, a lot of the people that just have not figured it out yet, and they're still, you know, touting and, you know, trying to get Clinton back in office, and they're major Clinton supporters and they support the Democratic agenda, which is totally unfounded. I mean, there's nothing there. I mean, it's a big nothing burger. All they have is slander and race cards and fake news, basically. And I'm waiting to hear some solutions coming out of these guys, but it's just not happening. But, you know, not all Democrats. I don't want to make, you know, a blanket statement, because there are some good ones. I know Dennis Kucinich, and there's a few others that are out there that are really working on the side of bringing this information out. And kudos to them. I mean, they're going against their entire party because they're standing on the side of truth. But I want to cover a little bit of this if you haven't figured it out. Now, I just want to go through really quickly, you know, the Clinton body count. And just Google it. Go on Google, type in, you know, Clinton body count. It definitely will be suppressed. You know, we're being shadow blocked, and there's major A1 activity. And it'll be, even to get this out, it's been quite a chore. We've had to go through all these different avenues. The last show I did on the Goldfish Report, they had unbelievable problems, computers going down, everything. So we were on with Cobra and a few others. And really good show. But unfortunately, you know, they are piecing it together, and that's the way of the world right now. There is a massive move to shut this up, to not get this information out. So anyway, let's just go through it really quickly. We've got 16 aircraft crashes. We're talking about a full plane in most cases, and some smaller planes that went down just to maybe shut somebody up, you know. So we've got 20 suicides, and some of these suicides were multiple gunshots, you know, to the head, which is next to impossible. As soon as you pull the trigger, there's a reflex action, and the gun goes flying out of your hand. And they find these people that have already been bled out, and the gun is in their hand still, and they've definitely been moved. So, you know, such is the case with Vince Foster and missing his shoe, which seemed to be found, I believe, in the White House, you know. So we'll go on from that. But you got 20 suicides on this one. You know, you've got bodyguards and escorts, 22. Bodyguards and escorts. Now we've got 56 military and law enforcement. I think that's up to about 57 or 58. A couple more people have just been taken down. that we're actually blowing the whistle on a lot of the crimes and nonsense going on there. Now, investigative journalists, we have 8, and I think that's gone up even more because a couple have just had been bombed and taken out recently. So this body count's going to go up as things get hotter, and they are getting hot and heavy. Now, you've got 7 women, you know, that have been taken out, and you've got fundraisers, 5 fundraisers, major fundraisers that know about the inside workings of the Clinton Foundation and how things work. You've got 13 lawyers, 23 witnesses, 5 people in the medical profession, and, you know, you've got political staff up to 11, and that's probably includes Seth Rich and a few others. Another guy was taken out recently that was actually, you know, releasing documents, most likely to WikiLeaks and other people, to expose, you know, the extreme corruption. So anyway, you know, we can't turn a blind eye to all of this. But wait, there's more. You know, this is like a really bad commercial where you don't get the Ginsu knives at the end. So now, an internal House probe concluded that Pakistani IT aides Imran Awan, along with 4 other individuals, inappropriately accessed House servers and moved data. They impersonated at least 15 U.S. House members they did not work for and the Democratic caucus, using their credentials to gain access to the system, a federal offense. Wasserman, these are your buddies, you know. You might want to take a good look at that, folks, because, you know, that's beyond, it's unthinkable. So data was migrated from several servers into a single server, which disappeared while being monitored by the police. So the single server disappeared, you know, go figure. I know she was demanding these servers come back to her, and I think she just had somebody grab one of them. But, you know, the one with the most incriminating evidence on it. But guess what? You know, the FBI and the New York Police Department and all these other people have all this data, and they are going to release it along with Julian Assange, which has pretty much been granted immunity, and he's going to be part of the team here. So anyway, the Awans engaged in a pattern of login activity, which suggests steps were taken to conceal their identity and their activity. House Democrats, in turn, misrepresented the issue to their own members as solely a matter of theft. No criminal charges have been filed related to the data breaches or a number of other violations. I mean, I can go on and on with this, but it's these guys had codes. They had secret codes. They had access codes. We were extremely infiltrated. I mean, it was unbelievable what these guys had access to. And courtesy of, guess who, you know? Figure it out. Wasserman, Clintons, all these guys, you know, they're their cronies, you know, that are working for them. Now let's go further into this. Now that itself is treason, basically. It's, you know, to give away all the national secrecy and everything else, it can go on. But, you know, Hillary repeatedly lied to Congress, destroyed cell phones and computers, bleached and deleted thousands of incriminating emails implicating her in a plethora of crimes. We're talking about murder, pedophilia, bribes in the hundreds of millions, and protecting sexual predators. Now, for the feminists who stand by her just because she's a woman, newsflash, did she stand behind the women raped by her husband? How about the Weinstein affair? You know, one of her, you know, one of the biggest donors there, all the sexual predation there and other things going on. You know, what about Anthony Weiner? You know, who she sheltered and turned a blind eye to his shenanigans. And does she bear any resemblance whatsoever to the divine feminine? You know, this woman does not represent the female gender. I'm sorry. I don't know what she represents. I don't even think it's human. But, you know, we're not going to go there because people can't handle that side of things. But obviously, there's some very extremely despicable acts happening here, you know, which fit into some major category. Now, I don't want to spend a lot more time on this. I'd love to say this is my last word on it, you know, and, you know, it's really sick. It's very evil. It needs to be addressed for the good of humanity and country. You know, these Democrats like Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Warren, Mad Maxine, Wasserman, et cetera, and a lot of other really bad actors, you know, which are an insult to most intelligence, you know, and but they are getting away with it, you know, and they're an embarrassment to humanity. Why are we even giving these guys airtime? And it's so disgusting and such an insult to any sane mind, you know, that, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have, you know, they did take the blue pill. They don't want to touch the red pill. And they're the ones screaming the loudest. So anyway, the ones screaming the loudest, you know, attacking the president-elect are the ones most guilty of the same accusations or have taken bribes to cover it up. I mean, these are some very, very sick people, folks, undeniably. And it's all coming out right now. So, you know, they're the ones with the most to hide, and they're attacking vehemently those bringing them to justice. So the people that are calling them out on their deeds, that are exposing them, they're attacking, trying to either take them out physically or take them out, you know, through politically or you know, through the mainstream media. So basically, whenever you see these guys, you know, screaming almost every slanderous thing they've come up with concerning the president-elect has no evidence. It's proven to be false. You know, it's proven to be fake news, but they continue to do so. And so they do that because if you repeat the lie enough, you know, enough times, people will believe it. You know, the true Russian collusion is with the Obamas, the Clintons, and now the FBI members on the special counsel investigating Trump. That's where the real Russian collusion is. Uranium One is why the BLM tried to drive the Bundys off their land and others as well. You know, the Clintons received $145 million to sell 20% of our uranium to Russia. Guess where the uranium lies? Yeah, you guessed it, under the ranchers' land. They're trying to drive out of business and steal their, you know, their land pennies on the dollar because they've already sold the uranium. This doesn't get any more despicable. These are attacks on everything good. You know, these are ranchers, these are farmers, these are God-fearing people, beautiful people, salty their people, give you the shirt off their back. And our own government is just taking them out, you know, and stealing their land. And so this is all coming out. This isn't just, you know, conspiracy stuff. You know, that's why they won their case in court. That's why they threw it out. Now, I can go further into this. Unfortunately, the, you know, the agents created to deal with this extreme treasonous and criminal activity are also knee-deep in it, which is why a state of emergency was declared, giving authority to the military for tribunal courts, to take action on now over 11,000 indictments. So, little heads up, they have all the correspondence, all of the emails, all of the phone calls, including everything, you know, due to NSA monitoring and recording everything. They've always been monitoring and recording everything. And now it's in the hands of the military prosecutors. You know, there was a CIA move, you know, by the military where they came in and grabbed their computers and grabbed all the evidence. And so, and also people in NSA are cooperating. So it's a done deal. I mean, the extreme mountain of evidence is there, you know, so it's going to come down. We're going to see a lot more bad acting, you know, a lot more race card attacks, you know, more divisionary tactics, more evading questions, then attacking the ones asking the questions, a total meltdown of this criminal cartel. And this not only includes people in politics and the agencies, but the lamestream news as well. So watch how the controlled media cover the bad acting, the race card, you know, insanity proclamations and the demands for impeachment, mainly coming from Democrats, and completely ignore the real evidence proving the accusers themselves are guilty of, you know, to the extreme of what they accuse others. It's pathological, folks. It's insane and criminal. It's beyond imagination. And so meanwhile, as the frequencies continue to rise and the news tightens, you know, the ignorant and the unenlightened will continue to defend the undefendable, you know, and send hate mail and threats to those bursting their pathological bubble. So, you know, that's what's happening. That's what's going down. And, you know, you can't get away from it. You know, there's a lot of other things going on too. You know, I'll go into that more. I'll bring that in later. But I wanted to talk about, you know, also about you know, check out this thing called Project Pelican. Google it. It's going to blow your mind. You know all those shipping containers, as QAnon would say, you know, what are the shipping containers, who owns them, and what's in them? You know, he's asking questions to get people to look into this, to do their research. And when you find out what's going on here, this is going to be a real WTF moment for most. I mean, they're going to go, holy crap, you know, this is unbelievable. And you know, this is all getting really old, you know. I don't even want to respond to this idiocracy anymore. You know, the bottom line is, you know, it's just, I don't know, I don't even, you know, this is going to upset a lot of people to even talk about the bottom line. But, you know, the bottom line is basically, you know, what these guys are supporting is, you know, a satanic child sacrificing pedophiles and extreme embezzlers and a pay-to-play foundation that leave families to starve without shelter and die due to stealing the funds donated to assist them, Haiti to be specific, you know, to support their criminal elite extravagant lifestyle and lust for power and wealth, you know, definitely at the expense of humanity. And this is just intolerable. I mean, what's going on there is so dark and so ugly. You know, $10 billion stolen from the Haitians, and, you know, and they are living in an S-hole, I hate to say it. And actually, you know, Trump didn't even say that. He may have said something. He may have described the obvious, you know, but there's another thing here. There's Lauren, I think it's Salisbury or whatever. She was caught smuggling 33 children out of Haiti. So what does that tell you? And the Clintons bailed her out of prison, you know. So, you know, they've been caught taking numerous flights on the Lolita Express, you know, to the Epstein Island, you know, a definite pedophile island, other people call it. There's another guy named, I think it's Klaus Eberwin of the Clinton Foundation, a critic who demanded, you know, the Clintons give the money to the Haitians, you know, that they've taken. And he was recently found dead, you know, so you can add him to the list as well. So it's not healthy to criticize the Clintons, you know, but whatever. You just can't stand by and watch this. It's unbelievable. So I'm going through all this information. There's so much information. You know, the question, what blows me away is, why is the question not asked, why is Haiti an S-hole, you know, when billions were donated, $10 billion through the Clinton Foundation? You'd think that might be helping out a bit, you know, but it never got there, you know. So rather than focus on, you know, a statement that wasn't even made, that now is proven to be false and derailing everything and creating all this false attention, you know, to what really happened there, you know, why focus on versus the plight of the Haitians? And who made it an S-hole? That's my question, you know. Why ignore and escalate the crime, violence, and burdens coming to this country and try to turn this country into an S-hole, which seems to be that's their agenda? You know, this behavior puts the supporters of these deplorable and indespicable acts, you know, in the same soulless category or camp. So if that's where you want to be, go for it. You know, you're on the downward spiral and you're not going to be around much longer because you've hitched your wagon to the beast and the beast is going down. So, you know, how much more can you deny and ignore? Seriously, take the blinders off, drop the victim patterns, the perpetuated separation games, the meritless race card accusations, and take a long, hard look at the evidence, you know, with brutal honesty. And so, you know, basically, I'm not your enemy, neither are those trying to sort this out and put an end to this. Everything is opposite of what the mainstream has been telling you. And they are the blue pill, and that pill is becoming deadly. So, you know, it's it's a real mess, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but that it's just getting uglier and uglier, and I really hope, you know, we can get this all sorted out. I think it will be sorted out, but it's going to be, you know, people need to get behind this. So that being said, there's a few more things I want to say, and I'll go into that. But I want to talk about this Hawaii missile false alert. You know, was it? Was it a false alert? Now, there's many theories about this one, you know, from there was a missile and it was taken out to it was incoming UFOs mistaken for missiles, you know, which has happened in the past. This happened in NORAD. This happened in the strategic something, NATO air defense, whatever you call it. There's Sergeant Major, boy, I'm brain farting on his name, Robert Dean, you know, Bob Dean. He talks about this. You know, there was a lot of UFOs flying very fast, you know, coming from Russia to the U.S. and from the U.S. to Russia or from the North Pole to or South Pole to Europe, you know, and all their bells and whistles were going off. And so the Russians and the U.S., you know, military decided we better, you know, take a look at this and make sure that we don't mistake a UFO for an incoming missile and start World War III. Anyway, so that's not an uncommon thing, you know, so that very well could have been the story. Now, Cobra on the Goldfish Report, which I said I did earlier, you know, he said the missiles were launched and taken out by the Galactic Federation. You know, and I do agree UFOs were present, and there's a lot of footage out there, photos and things like that that are proving this. And they, you know, will not allow nuclear missiles to be used. So, you know, forget about, you know, the Rocket Man. He's not going to be able to pull off anything. And actually, he's an asset. He's a CIA asset, part of the deep state. So when they're taken down, you know, he's going to have to straighten up. I'll give you a little prophecy now. You're going to see North Korea and South Korea reunite. And I don't know the details on how that is going to happen, but I said the same thing about Germany and probably a year or two ahead of time. And when it happened, you know, when I made the talk about it, people said, you're nuts. And I said, well, just watch, you know, and sure enough, it did happen. So, you know, we've got that going on, you know, just keep an eye on that. You're going to see they're already starting to have talks. So it is moving that direction. I've always seen it. You can't divide a country like that for long. You've got relatives on both sides and they want, you know, and, you know, they've got starving family in North Korea because they've expended all their money into military adventures and nonsense. And then you've got people that are very prosperous on the other side, you know, that would love to help out. And so eventually, you know, the people are going to get together. Families bring things together. And that's what you're going to see eventually. So anyway, this next question is one that so many people avoid. I mean, they won't even go there. You know, I try to get people to look at it and it's too much, you know. It's the blinders go up, you see the fog go over the face and the eyes, and then all of a sudden they're somewhere else. So get your defogger out and take off your blinders because there's going to be a little reality check happening here. So I'm going to leave you with a question. Why is there so much evil in human activity on the planet? Think about it. You know, our water, our food, our air has been polluted. Poison and irradiated, you know, there's an assault on gender, deadly inoculations filled with aluminum, mercury, with doses thousands of times beyond safe doses. Look it up. You know, they're giving kids up, babies up to 39 injections. Are you serious? You know how much mercury and aluminum they're putting in these kids' veins? You know the side effects of that? I mean, this is criminal. This is beyond criminal, you know. Why are our forests and oceans dying? You know, look behind the veil. You know, who's behind this? Check it out. It's going to blow you away. Why is there a monumental, gross, uneven dispersal of wealth? You know, it looks like all-out war is being waged on humanity and creation itself. So just maybe there might possibly be a non-human aspect to it. So the Christians are going to go, oh, it's the devil, you know, it's Satan. And, you know, there are beings that are pretty nasty people, nasty beings, you know, demonic type beings. They do exist. And there's also some very malevolent ETs that do exist as well. And they fit into what they call the Archon Network. This is a very, very old understanding. It's been around since the Nag Hammadi. It's written on temple walls. The ancient mystery schools all know about this. They know who they are and what they're, you know, they have everything from succubuses to demonic type beings, you know, and, you know, pretty despicable creatures all recorded, and people, you know, that practice, you know, satanic worship and black magic and things of that are invoking these beings and, you know, selling their souls for either, you know, material acquisition or wealth or notoriety or fame. You know, there's a lot of that going on, more than you can imagine. A lot of voodoo going on in Hollywood. Hollywood is replete with this nonsense. I mean, that, you know, that is undeniable. And that's why Hollywood is screaming and yelling and attacking so much. They're so afraid of being exposed, and they are being exposed. And we're talking about satanic ritual. We're talking about sexual predation, you know. I think it's predation, how you say it. You know, this stuff is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, the Harvey Weinstein stuff is the tip of the iceberg as to what goes on there. You know, do you know there's people there in Hollywood, you can go and say, hey, I'll give you, you know, a couple $1,000, which is nothing to some of these guys, or $1,000, maybe $500, you know, and say, can you put a spell on this woman? Because I'm in competition, you know, with this woman for a role, for an acting role, and done, you know, and it's very easy to do that. It's very easy to make that happen there. And there's a lot of practitioners dealing in black magic and the dark arts there. I mean, more than you can imagine. And so when you see Hollywood screaming and yelling and trying to attack, you know, the white hats and the people that are making a difference, that's exactly why. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want it found out, their modus operandi. You know, they don't want this information out. So that's what's going on right there. And the people that are screaming the loudest, again, have the most to hide. You know, if you do research on them, look at their background, you're going to see a lot of things coming up. Even criminal behavior is going to come up, and it's all going to be exposed. And again, because guess what? NSA has all their emails, all their correspondence. They know where they've been, they know what they've done, and they know what they're connected to. And that's all going to be out, you know. Again, I think that's an extreme trespass, you know, on our right to privacy and things like that. But, you know, in this case, it just may work out. You know, I think once we get all this information, we need to just go and smash all those programs, all that AI and all that network that spies on everybody, and get back to the mandate on what it was created for, you know, to deal with, you know, other countries and threats, you know, to our country, not to, you know, taking every keystroke, every word, now it's probably getting to every thought with this AI, which is getting crazy. I'm having AI finish sentences for me, and I'm going, holy crap, how did, you know, and it's really getting crazy. You know, I had one of my computers looked at, and this guy said, man, you've got every agency on the planet in your computer. He said, not just here, not just in the U.S., but other countries as well. You know, UFOs are the most, oh, God, they put the most time and energy to suppress this and not get this information. It's more than nuclear arms, you know, it has a higher priority, you know. So, of course, you know, and, you know, if they weren't looking at my stuff, I would be surprised. They'd probably not be doing their job. You know, but my stuff is available to everybody, even them. You know, a lot of these base commanders and you know, triple PhD Boeing engineers and skunkworks people have come to the ranch. They've seen the ships. They know they're here, and they know there's a golden opportunity to work with these beings and get, and, you know, but there's stipulations. You know, you've got to get rid of your nuclear industry. You know, you got to bring out the fuelless clean technology. You've got to bring out the healing technologies. You know, you've got to stop this gross uneven dispersal of wealth going on. You know, they have rules, and it's called universal law. And if we choose to operate under universal law, then we get these technologies. And it'll be a quantum leap in consciousness and in healing and in technology. So once we do that, but that's what's happening. So the bottom line too is that, and I'm going to go further than this. Let me talk about this later, but there is a negative element, an ET element in play here. You know, we're calling some of the grays, especially the tall grays. You know, there's serpent beings. There are hybrids. You know, gray reptilian hybrids, reptilians. All of this stuff. They do exist. They've been around since the Egyptian times, even before then. They're very well documented. So these exist. And if you have people out there saying, yeah, open up to everybody, anything, just let them use your body, you know, stop being spiritual snobs, as one person in the UFO community has said in public, which I was totally blown away by. It's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. You know, it's like, say, hey, let's pass out Ouija boards. You know, you don't have to clear energy. You don't just let anything come in. You know, it's like, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You can get in big trouble. You know, you can bring some, open up a dimension and bring some spirits in that are not in your highest and best good or the Earth's highest and best good. So, and I, you know, as a kid, I played around with that and I had a really big lesson in that. My board went right into the fire and a lot of praying afterwards, and it didn't burn. You know, I had to pull it out and chop it up in little pieces and put it back in. So, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't play there. I would say not even to try, you know, even meditation. If you're going to meditate, first thing you need to learn is how to heal unseen negative influences and how to keep your fields clear, maintain your self-authority, and how to discern the intentions of the energies of the beings that you're connecting to. If you don't know this, if you haven't been taught this, you know, I wouldn't go there. The same thing for a lot of the plant ceremonies. If you don't have a trained shaman that knows how to hold space and knows how to clear these energies out and keep these energies out, you know, you're opening yourself up for possession, basically, and attachments. You know, sorry, but that's the name of the game. Even alcohol. You know, if you go into a bar, you can see all these beings lined up waiting to get their hit vicariously through the guys sitting at the bar, you know, and they're going, oh, come on, one more, you know. And, you know, a monkey on your back is very accurate. It's a little uglier than a monkey on your back, but the drugs, the alcohol, all that stuff, that's the, you know, that opens the door for the monkey. And the monkeys are astral beings. They're beings that are definitely not in your highest and best good. They'll make you sick and ill and have multiple accidents, and all kinds of things happen when these guys are around. So it's very important to heal unseen negative influences. You know, learn how to do that. Learn how to maintain your self-authority and use discernment no matter where you go, no matter who you're listening to. You need to use these tools. So anyway, this leads us to the big picture, and we're going to go down that multidimensional rabbit hole. And now I know this is going to be a hard pill to swallow, and what I'm about to say is going to be used and dismissed by the ignorant, uninformed, and malevolent people of ill intent are not going to want you to hear, you know, where we're going here. And so be that as it may, that's never stopped me before, and it's not going to stop me now. But anyway, they have no power here. And truth, you know, though outrageous and ahead of its time, will stand on its own merit. And it has been, you know, in the past, you know, we've written numerous books, you know, they're on the eSETI website. They cover all of this. And, you know, and yes, prophecies that have unfolded and are continuing to unfold as we speak. And unlike many of the others who people flock to and give away their power, you know, if they were empowered to develop their own inner guidance, this would not happen, you know. You know, but people are lazy and they're trapped in seek mode and for the most part do not practice spiritual discernment or critical thinking. And it's very simple. You just apply universal law, and there are beings out there that will trick you through flattery. They're faker spirits. They'll tell you you're the chosen one and, you know, all these other things. And they're playing the separation game and they're playing on your ego. And if you go into that, you know, they've got you basically. And when they start stepping outside of universal law, you're going to go, whoa, wait a second, you know? I'm not sure you're who you say you are, and that's when you need to do clearance and get them out of your space and break all contracts and all agreements. But anyway, there's a lot of there's people out there with a long track record of false prophecies. You know, at what point do you stop listening? You know, at what point do you say, hey, you know, you've given all these prophecies, you've written these books, none of it's happened. Explain yourself. You know, it's like, and these people are at the top. You know, have you ever heard of planned opposition? That's what it is. You know, they're there for a reason. You know, there's fake UFO news too. There's a lot of crap on the internet. You know, yeah, I'm PC incorrect, so what? Get over it. But you know, there is a lot of CGI. You know, a lot of stuff out there, and there's a lot of people, you know, making a lot of bucks on this thing. And, you know, it's sad, you know, but you've got to use discernment, you know. And they call them, how many disclosures are you going to hear that in the end turn out to be a big nothing burger? I mean, because that's what they are. They keep you in the past. They keep you on the nuts and bolts, back engineered government craft, ignoring the multidimensional contact that's happening now. You know, it's not 50 years, 60 years in the past. It's happening now. So we know who's on the ships. We know their cultures. We know their beliefs. And we know who are the ones to avoid and who are the ones to embrace. And the question I have to ask is, why is this ignored, censored, and sometimes met with extreme denial and criticism despite the overwhelming evidence? You know, who owns the lamestream news? Are these folks empowering you or distracting you? You know, where are they taking you? On that upward spiral into enlightenment, into embracing the greater family of man throughout the multiverse? Are they taking you on the downward spiral and keeping you trapped in a belief system that is so limited and so ridiculous? You know, keeping you in fear and survival and, you know, taking all your assets to protect you against fictitious enemies. You know, so, you know, again, you know, again, the only reason I'm covering all this is it's your future depends on it. It depends on you figuring this out. If it is not dealt with and cleaned up, all this nonsense, you know, if you don't take action and support those who are taking action, you have no future, basically. You know, you no longer have the luxury of living in denial and acting outside of universal law. You know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know. You know, like the lamestream media would like to get you hung up on. You know, don't fall for the division games, the race cards. You know, they're playing, ignoring the elephant in the room. And when you look closer, it just may be a big fat donkey, you know. So, basically, that's what seems to be showing its ugly head. You know, it's not an elephant, it's a donkey. And again, you know, I want to say that I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an observer. And I also have connections. I have connections on high to multidimensional beings. I have connections here in the physical on the highest levels that are keeping us informed as what's happening on every level, socially, economically, and physically. And so, because of these connections, we have a little bit more of the bigger picture. And also because of our service to humanity and the earth, you know, 31 intense years of service and a track record, that's why we have these connections. You know, there are some very, very powerful people. There are some extremely wealthy people that really want to see humanity go forward. They want to see an end to this downward spiral these others are trying to take you on. They want to put an end to the poverty, the disease, the homelessness, all this stuff. They want to put an end to this. And they're working very hard on your behalf. And I can tell you this, the people that are screaming the loudest, that are playing the race card and acting like they're here on your behalf and everything else are often the ones that are doing the exact opposite. They are not in touch with these people I'm talking about. They're not in touch with the higher dimensional beings. They're not in touch with the people that are working towards turning this planet around. They're in touch with a different group. And that group is about as sick as they can get, both physically and they're spiritually sick as well. And, basically this is what's going on. So That being said, I really hope we don't have to cover this again. Do your own research. I, you know, people call me all the time and send me hate mail and say, why are you talking about this? You know, why are you covering this? You know, I want a distraction. You know, I want to hear about the latest UFO landing, you know, or something like that. And, you know, folks, this isn't going to matter. None of this is going to matter if we don't get this straightened out. None of it. You know, I'm doing this out of love for humanity and the earth. That's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I see what's happening here. I see behind the curtain. I see behind the veils, and I see, and I know who's who, and I know their hearts, and I know what their intentions are, you know. So there's some people that are working on your behalf that people are adamantly against, and you know, accusing them of everything in the book. It's unbelievable. And these are meritless, unfounded, and they don't know the heart. They don't know the real reason people are doing this. And I'm going to tell you something that, again, is going to probably piss off, you know, quite a few people out there. And I want to say something about our president-elect. You know, he is not perfect by any means. None of us are, you know. And people are calling him insane, you know, and making all these other statements. And the guy's brilliant. I hate to tell you this, but I want you to think about this. He gave up his salary, said he wasn't going to take his salary. All of these other people before him, when they quit, you know, when they walked away with millions, if not billions of dollars, you know, so, you know, they came in as millionaires because of other programs they did, and most of them probably criminal, and they left as billionaires, you know, so. And hidden assets and money everywhere. Unbelievable. How did they do this? They did this by selling out you. That's how they do this. You know, our president-elect here, his net worth is going down. You know, he is spending his own money, a lot of his own money, to take care of America, to help out America. And it's the opposite of what they're accusing, you know. You know, look at Melania, you know, or Ivanka, all the, you know, these things going on. You know, they're getting rid of the massive staff that the Obamas had. They're not taking multi-billion-dollar vacations constantly. They do need a security team. That's a no-brainer. They probably need more of a security team than any other president right now because there's so many people out to take them out. And why are they taking them out? Because they're not playing the game. They have their own money, and, you know, he loves America. He really wants to straighten this out, doing the best he can, you know, with what he knows. And you know, God help him, I would never take that on. If you want to talk about insanity, you know, the guy leaves. You know, he's a billionaire, basically. You know, he's got a beautiful family. You know, he can just play golf and tell jokes and have a good time and not worry about being under the microscope on every little word he says, you know. You know, if the guy farts, it hits mainstream news, and they want to talk about what was in the fart, you know, what he ate for dinner. You know, was there ice cream in there? Was there a Diet Coke in there? You know, it's like, are you serious? I go, what the hell does this matter? I mean, this is not news. This, let's look at what's really going down here, what's really happening. You know, let's look at all the good things that are unfolding for humanity right now in America. And let's also look at all the things that are being cleaned up and being exposed. You know, I really don't think it's important, you know, if somebody has a Diet Coke, two or three, doesn't matter to me. If they have an extra scoop of ice cream, who the hell cares? You know, if they pass their, you know, if they have their medical exam and they pass it with flying colors, you know, and then they have, you know, their, you know, they have a psychological thing too, and pass that with flying. They aced it. You know, he aced it. 30 out of 30, got all the questions right. You know, this is making these naysayers and these people look like idiots. And I hate to say it, they're acting like idiots. And why? Because they have an agenda. And that agenda is not in your highest and best good, and they're scared. They're scared because they've been doing some very, very dark deeds beyond your imagination, and that's all coming up right now. So I can go on and on in this. You know, I don't want to get into this anymore. I'm basically, it's a pain in the butt energetically to talk about it. No pun intended on this pedophile mess, but it's beyond sick. And that sickness is going to come up, and you cannot ignore it. You can't turn a blind eye to this and continue supporting these people. You're going to have to face this. You're going to have to take the red pill. I'm sorry, you know, it's your future depends on taking the red pill. There's not another option right now. So we're going to go into that now, and I want to cover about the big picture, what's really going on. And this is the big picture. So basically, what we've got going on is you've got the ancient ancestors returning, and they have karma. They have things to straighten out here. And the origins of humanity actually began in Australia. We all have Aboriginal genes because we were all jumped up from a knuckle dragger called the Denisovan man in Australia. That was the first landings were in Australia, the first terraformers. They came from ancient Lyra. They were the very tall ones, the cone heads, you know. And so they came here, and they came here not on more than one occasion. And, you know, they started building pyramids and things like that beyond our imagination. Their technology was far superior today. And, you know, the archaeology supports this. So you don't have a missing link. So basically, you've got a lot of genetic tinkering that went on in the past. Now, you have cataclysms that happened. You had volcanoes that went off. You had pole shifts. You had great wars. And people had to start over as primitives on the planet. And so I'm going to take you, jump into the future. I mean, into the past, but not so far back. And then we'll go into the future, basically. But so the Pleiades to restart again. They were terraformers. And a lot of this terraforming, again, began in Australia. It's all written in stone there. The Aboriginal people know about it. It migrated from there to Africa. And from Africa, it continued to migrate. You know, it was going all over the planet. So there was 12 major star nations involved in this, and the DNA from 12 different star nations, as well as the plant and animal DNA that they brought. Bingo. Guess what? That's where all that DNA came from. It wasn't random mutation. It didn't evolve here naturally. Everybody knows that. Any scientist will tell you that. There's way too much DNA here. There's too complicated. It could not have evolved naturally. It was brought here. Human DNA as well. And we're a byproduct of all of this. We're like this massive biological zoo. You know, the gods, you know, in ancient times, in the beginning, if you want to know the real interpretation, ask Michal Ledwith. It says, in the beginning, the father of all fathers created the gods who created the heavens and the earth. Bingo, guess what? You know, it's a different story. The prayer, you know, in Aramaic, Jesus's prayer in Aramaic is totally different. You know, they go, oh, cosmic birther. You know, they're talking about this cosmic birther of all things, you know. It's completely different. It's not what we've been taught. Now, all of these interactions with these beings that came here, you know, the tall ones and the ones they referred to as the gods, the bearded gods, are where all your religions came from. And depending on how those bearded gods interacted with humanity, depended on your interpretation of God. Now, that's a zinger. You know, that's a hard one for you to believe. The Greek gods, the Egyptian gods, the Jewish gods, all of these gods, you know, came from the sky. They came from the stars. They were terraformers that came here. Some got caught here. You know, they had turf wars. They have wars within themselves. They actually brought other beings into these wars, like Marduk, you know, one of the Anunnaki in the past. He made a pact with the reptilians and greys and some other ones, because he wanted total supremacy over the earth, and he warred on his own people. and they use nuclear weapons. It's all in the history, you know, huge sheets of glass. There's all these things that happen in India. It's all recorded in the Vedic scriptures. You know, there's a lot of turf wars and a lot of competition, and these are the fallen ones. You know, they were here. And that's where most of our religions originated. You know, read Ezekiel in the Bible. You know, a shiny disc comes out of the firmament. It lands. It has feet like, you know, bronze feet like calves. It sounds like 1,000 rushing rivers. You know, it has fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. You know, out of it come cherubim, wheels within wheels with flashing lights all around them. You know, and then supposedly God steps out of this ship, basically, and orders six men with their shattering weapons to destroy all the men, women, and children of Israel. This six men are destroying a whole city. Give me a break. You know, that's not, we're not talking about hammers, you know, or spears or bows. You know, we're talking about some pretty nasty weapons. If six men can destroy a whole city, those are some pretty nasty weapons. And then he orders a man dressed in all white linen to spread hot coals around, you know, the city. And henceforth, anybody who comes here will die a hideous death. Their hair and fingernails will fall out, and there'll be food for the raven and the beast. Anyway, that's radiation, folks. That's exactly what radiation does. So we got to get out of our superstitious mindset and what we've been told by the unenlightened and the unawakened and those who have not done the research, and do our own research. You're not going to be punished for having a questioning mind, for asking questions. Trust me, I've been there. I've died. I've come back. You know, the wrathful God came from these images. It came from these encounters in the past. It's not God. Who created these guys? Who created the bearded gods? Think about it. Did they have a mother? You know, what about the feminine side? You know, why is this all ignored? You know, I can go further into that, but there's a lot to understand here. But now what's going on, it's quite an interesting story right now, is they're back. The ancient ancestors are back. They continued to evolve. They didn't have to start over as primitives. These are beautiful beings, and they are one with the source, one with God, great spirit, creator, whatever you want to call it. And to different degrees, they are one with this universal consciousness, you know, the unified field, which is multidimensional, whatever name you want to give it. And some are more at one with it, again, than others, and they're coming back. So now you've got what? You've got the benevolent Anunnaki returning to right or wrong, to undo what happened here, and also recall the Anunnaki that are the fallen ones and bring them back into universal law, or else, I might say. You've got the, you know, Syrians, which are registered all throughout Egypt, you know, these huge lion beings and things like that are part of that. You know, you've got the Andromedans, with their mythologically known as archangels. They're 8 to 10 foot tall beings. They have magnetized light bodies, beautiful beings. They have light ships. They live in a holographic universe. They're coming. They're assisting. The Andromedan Council is here. They're part of this. You know, you've got the Orion Council of Light that is coming in, and they've had their wars in Orion. They've been successful. They've cleaned out their neighborhood, and now they're coming to help liberate the Earth. And you've got the Pleiadians, which actually have more genetic stock in this planet than anybody. And so that's why the scepter has actually been given to them. But they are in allegiance with the Galactic Federation and all these other beautiful beings that are coming in to help us out. And so there is a lot going on. And it's not just heaven and hell. It's not just Satan and Jesus. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's a much, much bigger picture. And there's many levels and many players. And, you know, we have to get out of this old superstitious programming and realize there's a much bigger picture. You know, if you follow the teachings of Jesus and Buddha and these other masters, you're on the right track. What do they teach? God is within. Become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. The temple is within. God is within. You know, release the past. You know, they're giving you all these hints on how to do things. You know, one of Jesus' prayer was, "Beloved Father, let them become one, Let him become one as we are one. He became one with the one consciousness. He wants all of us to make our own personal connection with Source, whatever you want to call that. You know, Buddha taught that. They all taught that. The Native American elders teach that. Elders around the world teach this. And they know about the Star Nation connection. The Cherokee elders point to the Pleiades, and they say, we came from the Pleiades. You know, the elders over in the Philippines point at the Pleiades. A lot of the other, you know, nations, the Native Americans point at the Pleiades and say, we came from there. The Hawaiians point at the Pleiades, and they say, we came from the Pleiades. Well, that's true, because the ancient Lyrians actually did go to the Pleiades, Orion, and Hades systems, and they colonized those, and from there they came to the Earth. And they went through a lot of changes, both spiritually and biologically, before that happened. So you have a whole plethora of beings that are showing up here. And, you know, I would say work with the ones that have love and compassion and integrity and are here. You know, work with the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. Some of these other ones, you probably best to shy away from. Not like they're all bad, but some just don't understand humanity. They don't understand emotions, and you really want to work with that. And especially the divine feminine, which is actually more of a plating energy, is what you really want to connect to right now, because that's what's making the changes and bringing balance back to the earth. And that's happening big time right now. So, you know, sorry about bringing you up to par with all this other nonsense going on, but I want to leave you with this. I want you to think about this. Are you creating heaven on earth? You know, think about this. Are you operating under universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all? You know, is that your focus? You know, what are you focusing on? Are you getting caught up in all these race card and division games, and even these culture and religious programs that are creating separation? You know, there's a lot of beings stuck in the astral level, on the higher astral level, and they can't get off it because they haven't embraced unity consciousness yet. They still have a religious or cultural belief that separates them, and they're stuck. You know, they're guides and teachers; they can help you, but they're still stuck on the wheel. They're not, you know, they're limited. And, you know, are we going to keep playing with those? Are we going to go move on? You know, so it's very important. And I also, you know, the last thing I want to talk about is be very wary of these disclosure projects. You know, especially they keep coming out with the same thing over and over again. Why are they not covering the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, the multidimensional beings? You know, why are they ignoring that? Why are they ignoring our ancient origins, our true origins? You know, why aren't they covering this? You know, they will cover it to a small degree only to put their twist, you know, which is called planned opposition. And they'll put their twist in the end to disempower you. And watch out for that. You know, you're not this body. You're not this personality. You're a spirit that has a body and a personality. And that spirit is multidimensional. And the world you know is coming to an end, and there's a whole new world taking its place. And so you need to become frequency specific to the earth, her ascension process, and work with the higher dimensional beings that are pressing in to help her, you know, assist her in her own ascension. And your ascension as well. You are from the earth, you know, so you've got to become frequency specific to that. And how do you do that? You operate under universal law. You create heaven on earth. You know, you focus in service to humanity, earth, and you stay in the heart. That's how you do it. And that's the only way you can do it. There's no other path right now. That's it, you know. Resistance is futile. If you want to keep doing the separation game and continue focusing mainly on this material world and your personality self is it, you're going to have a real rude awakening. And it's almost like this red pill is going to fall on your head, you know, and everybody around you is going to eventually take it, you know. They're going to take that red pill and you're going to be left all alone going, what happened, you know? So, you know, you can drive your Ferraris and your Mercedes and live in your big houses and try to control and manipulate as many people as you can and try to buy people's love and acceptance and approval. You know, you can take that one all the way on the downward spiral that it takes you and into total collapse if you desire. That's where it's going to go. Or you can get with the program. And the program is to, you know, support those that are bringing in universal law, and they're creating heaven on earth. And, you know, those that are cleaning up the planet and cleaning up the consciousness here, that's your out, you know, basically. So anyway, that being said, we're out of time, and I'll be somewhere in the middle of Mexico without any communication in the very near future. So we'll be talking to you again real soon. Stay in the heart, watch the skies. Know the greater family man is here, and they are returning. And a lot of you came from there before you incarnated here.